First reading is taken from the second book of Chronicles, chapter 36, verses 11 to 20. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled in Jerusalem for 11 years. He sinned against the Lord and did not listen humbly to the prophet Jeremiah, who spoke the word of the Lord. Zedekiah rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had forced him to swear in God's name that he would be loyal. He stubbornly refused to repent and return to the Lord, the God of Israel. In addition, the leaders of Judah, the priests and the people, followed the sinful example of the nations around them in worshipping idols, and so they defiled the temple, which the Lord himself had made holy. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, had continued to send prophets to warn his people because he wanted to spare them and the temple. But they ridiculed God's messengers, ignoring his words and laughing at his prophets, until at last the Lord's anger against his people was so great that there was no escape. So the Lord brought the king of Babylonia to attack them. The king killed the young men of Judah, even in the temple. He had no mercy on anyone, young or old, man or woman, sick or healthy. God handed them all over to him. The king of Babylonia looted the temple treasury, and the wealth of the king and his officials, and took everything back to Babylon. He burnt down the temple and the city, with all its palaces and its wealth, and broke down the city wall. He took all the survivors to Babylonia, where they served him and his descendants as slaves until the rise of the Persian Empire. This is the word of the Lord.
Our second reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 3 to 5. A voice of one calling, "In the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Father, as I speak, may I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now, like I said earlier this week, we begin a two-month sermon series looking at Israel's return from exile in Babylon to help us as we continue to look forward to coming out from the COVID-19 pandemic and its resulting restrictions into whatever God has in store for all of us, or as many have come to call it now, the new normal. This series will draw out similarities between Israel's exile and our exile that has been caused by the pandemic and the things, and we'll aim to draw out some things that we can learn from this significant period of Israel's history. And I believe we could not have begun this series at a better time. Just this week on Tuesday, zero COVID deaths were announced in England for the first time since the pandemic. And it's thought that the government's roadmap of ending restrictions on June the 21st, despite the Indian variant, is still on course. Now, the recession of COVID-19 glimmers on the horizon. There's a general sense of things looking up. Sorrow is giving way to joy. Light is dawning in the darkness. Even the weather is finally joining in the cheer, especially this week in half term for those who have families. It's been greatly appreciated. Now, just like the Israelites looked forward and longed to their return home in Jerusalem, we too are looking forward to returning home to the new normal, to whatever normal looks like. We will find out later in this series that when the Israelites returned home, it was not exactly the same as they had left it. There was lots of rebuilding that had to be done. And as we have already experienced, returning back to normal for many of us, if not all of us, is not going to be the same. Lots of rebuilding, of course not literally, is going to be needed going forward. A lot has changed. And if we are to be honest, we too have changed and are different in many ways than we were over a year ago. Now, this series is aimed at helping us enter into the experience of the people who were exiled from their homeland. Land that gave them belonging, purpose, and an identity as God's people. See, for Israel, exile was more than just a geographical location. It was more than that. Now, hopefully, this series will help us to begin to think of how we can navigate the next season of our lives. The story of Israel's exile and eventual return to Jerusalem, I believe, is relevant to help us to navigate in this particular season, which we all find ourselves in. Just a bit of background. Why did Israel end up in exile? There are many reasons, but we're told in our reading in 2 Chronicles that all the leaders of the priests and the people became more unfaithful, following all the detestable practices of the nations and defiling the temple of the Lord, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. And in doing so, Israel had broken God's covenant relationship with his people that he had entered with them following the Exodus. God, we're told by Jeremiah that God was to be their God and they were to be his people. And one of the consequences of rejecting God was that they would find themselves scattered among the nations. Now, ultimately, though, exile came for Israel, not because they had sinned, which they had, but because they spurned God's offer of reconciliation over and over and over again. You see, God, in his great mercy and pity for his people, had sent many prophets, had sent many warnings, but they were all rejected, we're told. They mocked God's messengers. They despised God's words. They scoffed at the prophets until, we're told, the wrath of God was aroused. This rejection of God's message and his messengers sealed Israel's fate. Now, I have heard, and I'm sure some of us have, in many circles, there's a school of thought that says we too are in this exile of lockdown and COVID-19 because we have rejected God's message. And I think that might be partly true when we look around and see how people have rejected God, how they are so negative and resistant to God's word. But that said, I want to think that we are in this exile because of the enemy that is COVID-19. One of the other reasons that Israel went into exile was because of the Babylonian power. You see, the rise of the enemy. Israel's defeat and eventual exile was twofold: rejecting God, rejecting his messages, rejecting his messengers, and the rise in the power of the Babylonian Empire, where they were exiled. Now, while in exile, in a state of captivity, the Israelites found themselves living in a state of perpetual discomfort and fear of the unknown. They had suffered from loss of community, they'd grieved, or they were grieving the loss of loved ones, grieving the loss of experiences that were normal to them in Jerusalem, and were now forced to ride out that wave of uncertainty. In exile, the Israelites were forcefully ripped out of their places of comfort and plunged into an extended period of grief and lament as they experienced loss of familiarity, loss of safety, independence, social ties, religious expression. Remember, the temple was the center of worship for them. Some of the things I'm sure will sound very familiar to all of us in this season. Living in the reality of exile raised questions for the Israelites about God, about their own identity, about purpose, whether God was, after all, just another tribal deity, just like other gods at the time. Or perhaps he was weaker than these gods. And how could they still be seen as God's chosen people, especially without the access to the daily worship in the temple? Many of us, I'm sure, will relate with some of these experiences and some of these questions that the Israelites were going through in captivity. Many of us, most of us, have had a loss of familiarity, have had a loss in safety, in relationships or jobs, loss of independence because of lockdown, loss of social ties, loss of religious expression. Thank God for technology, but many haven't been able to join in with worship, and there are many who this hasn't been enough. And so this season of COVID and lockdowns has had a knock-on effect on every aspect of our lives, including our faith. Not being able to worship together, have those familiar routines of prayer, Bible study, and fellowship have led to some questioning, just like the Israelites did. When you read many of the Psalms, they express the people's lament in exile, and rightly so. I think it's okay to lament. It's okay to question. It's okay to cry out to God and ask in prayer where God is in all of this. But we also need to remember that God laments over exile. Remember, God created us for worship. And until a restoration of abundant communal life can take place, God laments. But the good news is God still continues to provide even in exile. In exile, where it's depressing and the situation looks hopeless, Isaiah reminds us in the second reading that the glory of God shall be revealed. The glory of God shall be revealed. You see, the prophet is seeking to awaken hope. Hope that is focused on the person of God and not circumstances or formulas. As we long to return to normal, God is calling us, each and every one of us, to prepare to see him at work. Despite the challenges, God called the Israelites and is calling us to prepare the way of the Lord, even when evidence seems to suggest otherwise. In conclusion, as I conclude, as we ponder Israel's exile and hopeful return, as we ponder our own return to this new normal, I believe it's all it's worth looking back, seeing how God has seen us through whatever difficulties we have been through. The things that we have missed while in exile, some of the things have been mentioned by our young people. We also need to remember that the previous home, pre-pandemic might no longer be the home of our memory. We need to embrace this new normal at home, in church, in community, in society, wherever. When the Israelites returned, their things they returned with and the things they left back. In our own experience, what do we need to carry into the new normal and what do we need to leave behind? There'll be those who have settled into the exile arrangement and don't want to return or be disturbed. There are others who are longing to get back. Perhaps majority of us are in the latter group. Now, hopefully, this series will help us to engage fully with some of these questions and thoughts. But above all, let's be open to what the Lord is doing in our lives, in the lives of our communities, and in the world, remembering that God reigns. He still reigns. Amen.